Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. If you have a car, if you own a car and you actually drive it, like it's not sitting on blocks in a barn somewhere, you know you need to have auto insurance. I mean, we all know that. But what you may not know about is auto insurance fraud. I didn't. My eyes just popped open when I read about some of the tactics that fraudsters are using these days. Fraud happens. What can you do about it? What should you know about it? For more on this topic, we're joined by Matt Hands. He is RateHub.ca's VP of Insurance, and he's in London, Ontario. Hello there, Matt.
Hey, Bruce.
What do you mean when you use the phrase auto insurance fraud?
Yeah, it means it covers a few things, but it essentially is somebody committing an illegal act in hopes of getting some sort of compensation, generally from an insurance company.
And I mean, in the piece that prompted our conversation, you gave some specific examples of tactics, including someone just slamming on the brakes. So you rear end them. So there's that one. There's a couple others. Give us the full repertoire.
So fraudsters are out there. They're committing a few different acts, and some of them involve collisions. So you kind of covered the one scenario, which is you're following behind them. They slam their brakes on. It very much looks like to the naked eye that you were falling too close, and therefore they could claim that you hit them. Another scenario could be, you know, we've all been, you know, turning, you know, leaving, let's say, a gas station and trying to get back and merge into traffic. And, you know, the driver may wave you in. Well, they're waving you in so they can put you in a scenario where they can drive forward and hit and run into you. And they'll claim that you didn't look and you just entered traffic illegally or, you know, without paying attention to your surroundings. And there's even furthermore scenarios where there's more complex them involving multiple cars trying to create, you know, a massive accident where it's just very difficult to predict who was at fault. So, you know, they're getting very complex out there in terms of their tactics, but it's all involved creating a scenario where there is reasonable doubt to assume that who was at fault. And in most cases, they're trying to put fault on the driver who is really not at fault, and the fraudsters are the ones that are committing the act.
If I'm a fraudster, I am super interested in fraud that I can do from the comfort of my own home. Like, I'd be all into, like, you know, romance scams or something like that. These fraudsters are putting their lives at risk bashing into other cars, and it doesn't seem like it's a real sustainable strategy. How many car accidents can you get in a day or a week so that you earn enough to pay your mortgage?
And that's the crazy thing. It's, you know, what is the end game here? You know, it's often been cited that a lot of times the fraud is occurring because, you know, the vehicle itself, they can't afford it. They have issues with it. It maybe has other, damages to it that they want to get repaired, and they can't afford it out of pocket. So their theory is, okay, I need to replace my front end, my bumper. Let me just have somebody run into me, and then I can just get insurance to cover it, because at that point I was involved in an accident, and this isn't just natural wear and tear or something that I did myself. In terms of them doing it, you know, more frequently, I think that's the hard thing to prove right now. But all we can say is that the idea of fraud right now in Canada is more prevalent than it's ever been. Mm. It's one of the main reasons that the insurance industry is citing for why we're seeing an increase in prices. Because unfortunately, even though, you know, it may only be one victim at a time of a fraudulent incident, over time, the amount of the money the insurance companies are paying out adds up. And what they're going to do to recoup the money they're paying out is they're going to impact everyone's pricing by increasing it, so therefore that they can now afford to continue to pay out these fraudulent claims.
I'm going to put my skeptical hat on here as a journalist by background. I have literally never heard of this before. So really? I have heard, not a fraud, yes. I mean, in someone in my life, it happening to someone in my life. I've never heard of it before. I have heard of almost every other type of fraud. So what statistics does the insurance industry offer to prove that this is a genuine issue? Because what it sounds like is a really great PR move to say, I'm so sorry, we have to raise your rates because fraud is everywhere you look.
No, and I understand that. I wish I had the stat right in front of me. that I could point to. It's honestly, and I get where you're coming from. There's a lot of things we're wondering why, and I'm the same thing. I'm as much as I'm in the industry, I'm in the industry from the consumer perspective. You know, we're RateUp.ca. We're here to try to help people find, you know, better personal finance options. Obviously, cheaper is the better, right? Especially when it comes to insurance. You know, price is the bottom line. And constantly when we're looking into these things too, we get told the same things. And it's told that fraud's one of the main reasons why we're paying more. It's theft. It's inflation in the market as the primary reasons why that's driving these increases in what we're paying. And I agree. Like I've never seen or heard of anybody within, you know, my circle of friends that have been involved in a fraudulent activity. I understand that areas that they typically call out when we look into these things, or we see these pieces put online, a lot of times it's within the GTA we're hearing about. Unfortunately, Brampton seems to be the one area where it's when fraud, someone doesn't have insurance claiming they do, someone's creating a fraudulent activity, are driving without you know, a license. All these things seem to be happening in that area. I don't think it's fair just to say it's that. I think this happens all over. And I think the hard part is that a lot of it's unreported. Is that, and I think that's where you're putting your journalism hat on, is like, if they can't prove it, how can they say that it's this big of an issue? But what all we can understand is that, you know, I can see why it would be difficult sometimes to track, because if you're the victim, you've been in an accident, the last thing you're thinking of, was this fraudulent? You know, did I do something wrong? I can't even prove if it was wrong. So it becomes a little bit more challenging to get accurate statistics, I think, when it comes to this behavior. I think what we're really trying to get to, and the Federal Services Regulatory Authority, or, you know, FSRA that many people refer to it as, is just trying to alert people that, you know, if you think that something's happening, you're a little skeptical, it's probably because it's out of the norm. And then the best thing to do is, you know, document what's happening if you've been involved in an incident. You know, this is common practice, in fact, of any incident you're involved in. It's just take proper documentation, you know, make sure you're taking photos of your vehicle, the license plate of the person that hit you, getting a copy of their driver's license, just taking a picture, their insurance, so that you can verify the details, reporting that to your insurance company right away. And then, like I said, if there's any inclination that this is a fraudulent act, loop in the police as soon as possible, because all you're going to do is put yourself in a better state where that if you're trying to prove to your insurance company that you weren't at fault, literally you're doing everything you possibly can to kind of help them investigate and look into the incident at hand.
Knock wood, I have been in car accidents, but it's been a while. One notably, 22 years ago, a driver ran a red light and totaled my car. They jammed me into a bus shelter. It was a miracle no one was killed. And I followed up on the criminal charges against these individuals, and they were dropped in court. And I almost lost my mind. I couldn't believe it. They were not prosecuted. They suffered no consequence for running a red light, and I was incensed. That said, I remain a deluded optimist, and I assume that everyone's best interests, and they did their best. It was an accident, and I think it would be helpful for me to have the skepticism that I offered earlier in my question. The skepticism is something I should have if I am ever to be in an accident, such that I get the documentation that you're rooting for here. So let's just say there is an accident. It doesn't involve me. It involves my clone. And my clone has been in an accident where they've rear-ended something. Come back to the steps I need to take, fraud or no fraud, to ensure the right documentation when all is said and done.
For sure. Whether, yeah, like we said, whether it's a fraudulent act or any accident you're involved in, the steps remain the same, in my opinion. So the first thing you're going to do is just take a detailed record, document anything you can think of leading up to that incident. So you just want to make sure that you can, when you're in the state of mind, when you best recollect what happened, just write it down. Some people will just take with your phone, you could do a voice memo too, just so you have it at that sense of the scene of the incident. Take photos of the vehicle, of your own vehicle, the driver's license plate, the person you were involved in the incident, get a copy of their driver's license. So taking a photo of that and their insurance documents. Make sure that you do not sign anything or agree to any terms at the scene of the accident. So if the person involved is just, you know, saying, oh, we can settle this, you know, just pay me cash, do anything like that, they're asking you to sign things or send things, you know, don't agree to anything. especially if you have any skepticism at that moment, you know, you're basically giving in to what they want to happen. So that's kind of the main thing to do at that point. Obviously, after that, it's looping in your insurance company as soon as possible. It's taking your vehicle to a police reporting center and documenting the incident for the police so they have it on record. And then, like I said, if you think that there's any fraudulent activity, it's including that in your statement to the police as well, so they can look into the incident further.
There are regional dynamics in Canada in terms of how insurance works. So I want to just acknowledge that with my next question. What, broadly speaking, would you say are the key things that drive your insurance rate as an individual driver? I know that my teenager will never be put on my car because that's going to make my rate go through the roof. But other than that, what are the things that that are within my circle of influence or circle of control as a driver to lower that premium?
Yeah. So there's a lot of things, like you said, out of your control. A lot of like the demographic stuff of your age, your experience, where you live. Unfortunately, those things all impact. And those are driven by statistics in the area, whether it's, you know, statistics of people of similar age, how they drive, people in similar areas in terms of if there's accidents or theft in the area, that's it's going to put your vehicle more at risk. Some of the other things that you can maybe control a little bit more is how much coverage you have. So I'm never a proponent of saying, oh, become underinsured in any way because you can get a cheaper rate. It's more understanding the type of coverage you're paying for. You know, anytime you add collision and comprehensive, which are pretty standard additions to any policy to make sure your vehicle is fully protected, and that if something was to happen, you would be compensated. But those things aren't mandatory forms of coverage, but they will add a cost to your policy. But like I said, they come with the benefit of protecting your vehicle full circle for yourself. Then you're looking at things of your individual driving record. So over time, we talk about how when you were younger, it's going to be more expensive. You cited your teenager, but as they grow older, as long as they're maintaining a clean driving record and they're accumulating their years of experience, they're going to start to see their rates decrease. So that's another thing that you can kind of control. Unfortunately, there isn't a quick win to this. It takes time. But you know, the more that you're obeying the law and following the rules of the road and maintaining a clean driving record, these are going to help over time as you start to see your premiums drop.
One super quick question before we go here. Just your gut response. At what age of owning a car would you say it works to remove collision? Is it if you've had the car for 10 years? Is it 15 years?
Yeah. And I think it's more 10 would probably be my gut instinct on this. But at the end of the day, it's pretty easy just to kind of shop around the market, figure out what your value of your car is at that point. And if the value to repair the car really isn't worth keeping it, and then what you're going to pay in insurance, because sometimes that can happen, especially if it's an older beater, then it's fine to remove it. If you know that if the car is involved in an accident, it's just going to be a total write-off and you don't need it, then and you can afford to move on, then you know you're happy not to include collision.
Matt, thank you for your time and your insight.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
Matt Hands is with RateHub.ca. He serves as their VP of insurance. And today we were talking about auto insurance fraud, which is just nuts, like stopping short, the waving them in tactic, the intentional target where the fraudster actually chooses an unsuspecting driver. These things, I mean, who makes this stuff up? Completely unacceptable.